Welcome to the Diversity on the Hill podcast
with Pastor Jonathan and Pastor Curcio.
Here are the ground rules for our conversation.
Respect one another.
Openness.
No assumptions allowed.
Mistakes are welcome.
And let's grow together.
Enjoy the conversation.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from all around the world, or probably just around this area, to the Diversity on a Hill podcast.
Absolutely. This is Spring Break Edition.
Boom.
And this is PK.
Did I already say I was PJ?
No, but you said welcome, and I appreciate that you did.
Hey, this is PJ.
Yes, it is. Oh, man, this is Spring Break week, and a lot of you may be
at least for us. Some people are not on Spring Break.
You're right.
But for us, it's our Spring Break Edition.
It is our Spring Break. Boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop. What does that mean? I don't like that one.
No. Oh, definitely not that one. I don't got any other songs.
So, you know what it means for me? It means nothing. No, it actually means I'm probably going to be, I'm back from Florida now.
Yep.
I'm back from Florida now.
As am I.
I just saw my mom for 3 days.
Nice.
Yeah. How did it go? I don't know yet.
I went pre-recording for a couple of days. So,
I'm sure it was lovely.
It was.
Good.
If the weather held up.
It's nice to see. So I went to visit my mother, and that's always a good thing. So yeah, I'm gonna eat some. So where are you going to the beach?
Panama City.
So Florida.
Yeah.
Huh. That's still a little far from Orlando, but this is your chance to swing by.
Oh.
This is your chance to swing by. And
get, you know what?
When are you going?
You know what?
When are you gonna be there?
Let's talk about
what
this.
What days were you there?
So obviously we're recording before.
but we have to.
But we have to, right? Exactly. Because it's gonna be hard to get together. So I'm gonna be there over the weekend, and then I'm going to be there Monday, Tuesday. We're thinking about going down to Orlando though. So
okay.
If we do,
okay.
I will hit you up.
Give me a call, bro.
Because
we could definitely do it. You should have given me a call. Or thanks for calling, whichever one happened.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we'll have to square that up. If we go down, I'll let you know for sure.
All right.
And then hopefully I can finally have your mom's cooking.
Yeah. This is a great podcast. Us possibly making plans to hook up and see each other in
live.
Florida. Yeah,
you know,
live.
But
right
anyhow,
here. This is how conversations go, though.
That is how they go.
So
you
leave
don't
us
know where it's going to go. That's right.
Hey, so I saw this coming soon. Reese's Cups chocolate bars made from plants. Plant-based.
I have questions, but I'm gonna just.
So, what are your questions?
Alone.
I mean, most of it's from plants, anyways, isn't it?
Well, chocolate and peanut butter. Well, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's gonna be vegan chocolate because there's not gonna be any dairy or milk in it.
Okay, well,
so it's not milk chocolate.
Okay, okay.
Some dark chocolate. So, anyways, it's vegan chocolate.
Okay.
Vegan peanut butter, which it should be vegan, anyways. I think
that's what I'm thinking.
So the only thing is just they're just doing the chocolate.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's really not that big of a thing.
Exactly.
And it's really not that healthy either.
Exactly.
Is it healthier than... Well, anyway.
So I'm like, okay. I was like, okay, so good for you. So
I never thought plant-based Reese's.
You know, okay. maybe they'll reach a segment that maybe didn't eat Reese's because they didn't know or they preferred that it be plant-based. I don't know.
Yeah. I like dark chocolate better than milk chocolate, so I think it's going to be good.
Good. I don't like chocolate at all. So
yeah, okay.
this doesn't impact me at all.
All right, so the spring.
I like peanut butter though.
Mm. Do you like sweet peanut butter? Do you use it like sweet? Do you like peanut butter and jelly?
Yes.
Okay, because you know, outside of America, people don't really like peanut butter for sweet.
Mm. I use peanut butter for my smoothies.
Yeah, but that's sweet. It's still sweet, right? Fruit.
Yeah.
You don't do like kale and peanut butter, do you?
Right. No, I don't.
No. So it's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. So my son doesn't like it sweet. Too much. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is weird because he likes sweet stuff and but he doesn't like his peanut butter and sweet, but he does like peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
But that's sweet. So I need to reevaluate this with him.
Well,
rethink
that. Well, we discussed that, but for instance, to me, sweet, when I think peanut butter, I don't think the actual peanut butter. I'm thinking about like honey roasted peanut butter. Like I like that, but that's not good for you. Mm. That's like really sweet. So yeah. So that's when you said sweet, I didn't frame
so
it.
So you
as,
like it in a dessert form. Do you like it in dessert form, like a peanut butter pie or peanut butter ice cream or peanut butter?
No.
Okay, so the only sweet form of it you really like is peanut butter and jelly.
Or in my smoothies.
Yeah. Really in smoothies, huh?
Yeah.
You know what's really gross?
What?
get sour yogurt or non-flavored yogurt,
uh-huh,
and mix that with peanut butter.
Huh.
It's gross.
I can imagine.
It's disgusting.
I've never tried it.
I got a great story about that with my daughter growing up. So
you did that to her?
No, she did it to herself.
Okay.
What were you thinking? 4 or 5, and she was playing with her food.
Yeah.
And I was saying, don't play with your food.
Right.
But she was playing with her food. And so she was mixing her food that was for supper. And I was like, whatever you do there, you're going to have to eat it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, if you're doing that, you have to just know. You have to eat that if that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a big deal. I was just like, hey, that's your supper. So she had yogurt, and so she took some peanut butter and started mixing. I'm like, you're going to have to eat that. And she took a bite. And she like gagged. Now, she had gagged before out of drama.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what are you doing? Stop doing that.
Yeah.
I can't. It's disgusting. It's so gross. I was like, well, you mix it. I told you not to mix it. You have to finish it. That was your food.
That was the agreement.
Right? And she's like, oh. And I was just thinking to myself, this is so ridiculous. She is being so dramatic here.
Mm.
And
then you tried it.
And then I tried
it. And you gagged.
I didn't gag.
No, I'm just messing.
But I thought to myself, wow, this is really bad.
I mean, obviously, right? Like, wow. You wanted to share it here, so obviously.
I mean, I didn't say it out loud at the time because I needed to stay with, so like, I'm not this even is, gonna, yeah, you yeah. need to finish the food.
Did you make her finish it?
Most of it. Not every little bite, but most of it.
Yeah, I've done
it. I'm like, I didn't have to gag. Yeah. So it was a little dramatic, but it was still pretty bad.
It was still pretty bad.
It was bad, and I felt a little bad after I tasted it. I was like, oh man, but I got to stick with
what you said. Yeah. No,
you mixed it.
Yeah.
You got to, consequences
for your
actions. There's consequences.
That's it.
And sometimes when we mix stuff, we got to mess with it.
That's it. So I want to know from our listeners, like, what was the mixture of food that they made that they didn't like, right? At diversityonthehill@gmail.com. Go ahead and let us know. And then also on the IG at Diversity on the Hill, what was some foods that you mixed that you were just like, ugh, not good. Or, you know, let's also do the other side where it's like, yum. Yeah, some foods that you mix that you're like, oh, this is delicious.
Yeah,
you know?
Some people like pickle and peanut butter.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Which is disgusting, but that's fine. They can do whatever they want if that's the mix they thought was good. So, hey, real quick, we're not going to talk really long. Good. This is pretty much half of our podcast already because we know maybe you're on break.
Yeah.
Like us, you know, you're just chilling out.
That's right.
You know, whatever.
No, I'm not already back.
Trying to get your rest.
I'm working today.
You're working today?
So, anyhow, but that's okay.
The one thing I did want to talk about, though, is tipping. Because I'm going to go on break. I'm going to go to many stores, or I'm on break. I just came back from break, and we went to many stores.
Right. Are we going on break, though, with the episode, or are we just going to dive right on going on the hill?
No, we're just going.
Okay.
We're just going. No break. No musical interlude.
Okay.
We're trying to keep it short.
All right. So we just came back from break.
Tipping culture.
And tipping culture. Okay.
Yeah. What do you think of tipping culture? What's your thoughts?
Okay. So initially, I'm like, I don't get it. Okay. What's the point?
You what got do you mean a salary. Initially?
Like when I first started going to restaurants and then this whole world of tipping was shared with me, right? It was like, why am I tipping you? I just pay, you know, like you're getting a salary. You mean you're getting an hourly wage or salary, whatever, to do this job. Why am I tipping you, right? And then it wasn't till, so I struggled with it big time. Mm-hmm. You know, I tip a doll. I was a bad tipper when I first started in this whole tipping world. And then they started giving you suggestions, right, of the percentages, right? I don't remember where it started when I first got exposed 10%. To it. Was it 10? That's what it was?
Okay. When I was a kid, it was 10%.
Okay. Now they're at like
someone's 20. Like, okay, boomer.
I went to a place that it was like 20-something percent. Anyhow, so the point
that's
is...
That's what I'm going to be
getting
into.
Of late. So then, my sister got into... being a waitress into the restaurant, right, service business, service industry. And she explained to me that these waiters are making like $2 an hour. I'm like, what? How are you making $2 an hour and surviving?
Mm-hmm.
But then she said that if you did a good job of caring for the people, well, they tipped well.
Mm-hmm.
And you could potentially make more money than if you just had an hourly wage or a salary as a waitress. And then obviously some restaurants went into the whole, we're not going to do that. And we're just going to pay our people and you don't have to tip them. Mm-hmm. And then.
Guess what ends up happening?
People tip anyways. The ones who are used to it, I would assume.
Yeah.
But then, you know, now we're in that place where 15% is the minimum, right? So when my sister started working and explaining that, then I started to tip a little better and I was trying to do the recommended and actually take into account how my service went. And then, you know, obviously now I start at 20% and then I work my way up or down based on.
You start at 20.
Yeah, I do. So,
wow.
So with that, that's kind of my whole tipping story. Well, you know what I'm challenged? Dumb. Though I got to share this. I am challenged in tipping when you order takeout.
Okay. I'm challenged in tipping because every place expects tipping now.
For
it's
the most
not
part,
just
yeah.
it's not just eating out. By the way, is the minimum wage law not?
I don't know how the restaurant.
I don't get that. Yeah, I don't know how they get away. First off, I don't know how they get away with that.
Yeah.
Second off, when I go to Europe, you don't tip. They actually consider it an insult in some countries to tip. So it's not in the European culture to tip. Wow.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So you go to a restaurant, they expect you not to tip. Now, as an American, I tip anyways, and sometimes I bet I've
offended someone
because they're like, no, this is our job. This is our service. Right.
Right.
And so I understand the concept of they've paid them little. So here's the extra. You're subsidizing their service on you.
Sure.
But I think that you should pay them minimum wage.
At least.
And cut out that tipping portion. I mean, to me, that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. And because they're going to say, well, then the food's going to cost more. It is costing me more. It's costing me that 15 to 20% more that I'm already paying on top of it.
Correct.
So why don't you just build it in?
Yeah.
And I see, here's the thing. Here's another thing I don't get. Because now it used to be 10%, which, by the way, does anyone supposed to get more than God 10%?
Ooh,
come on.
Hey.
Come on. All right. Now now it's 15, you're going 20.
Down another, I never even thought of that. Now you went down. Oh, yeah, yeah. You went there.
Yeah, Jesus juked you. But 15, 20%, right?
Yeah.
Like it used to be 10. Now it's now 20 is considered the...
The right amount.
The right amount.
But food prices went up too. So now your dishes that before were like $8 are like $12 or $15.
Right.
So I hear you.
I mean, so it's inflation upon inflation.
Yes, it is.
And so as the tipper, I'm like, I'm getting it on
nickel
both
and
ends here.
We're getting nickel and dime.
Right, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're burning both ends of that candle. I'm paying more for the food and I'm paying more for the service.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, but all right. I get it. You're a service person. I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to tip you. I'm not excited about the new tipping wage scale because if it's 10% of the food and the food prices have gone up, that should account for inflation.
Yeah.
Should. All right, whatever. I know it doesn't always technically translate, whatever. But now, like with takeout, or if I go to a donut shop or an ice cream shop or a, and here's one, and I know that you're big into this, like a hairstylist.
Mm-hmm.
You tip a hairstylist.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
fair. That's what I went to go do.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a middleman delivering me the thing that I'm getting. Here's why I use a hairstylist, because my mom was a hairdresser.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm using that one as my own family thing. Sure. I'm not using it just to pick on hairstylists.
No, sure.
But my mom was a hairstylist, and she would get tips. And even now, I think, why?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they came for, that service.
Yeah, I struggle with that too, and I go to the barber regularly.
Yeah.
So
I'm like, why am I paying now an extra 10 to 15% on top of the service that I went there to get? I don't go into an oil change and give a tip.
Right.
Why not? It's the same concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you get a car wash. Though some car washes, if there's an actual person there, they open the door for you and you're like, oh man, I don't have any cash to pay them. And you feel like a slacker if you don't have cash. And it's getting harder now with tipping because people don't carry cash.
Right. Right. Exactly. Mm. You're right. That's a great point.
And you know what?
I almost never carry.
You know what I really hate?
What do you hate?
Because I go into a donut or a cookie shop to get my sugar fix.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have the iPads there and then they turn it around
and they look at you
and they say, and there's the 15, whatever.
Yeah. You can't, you can hit custom tip.
I always hit custom, especially if I'm going to do it. But why am I tipping if I am just coming in and getting, it's like going to the grocery store. Why am I tipping?
Yes. Yeah. I hear you. I'm not.
I sound like an old man now, but I can't stand
it. We are the old geezers. I get it. So I hear you. Mm-hmm. I hear you. We're going to just be grumpy old men together, because even though I tip the way I do it because of my sentiments about what the stories my sister has given me. But other than that, tipping is still kind of something that I don't enjoy. Mm. Right.
And so, and I could, it's, and now with credit cards, it's sneaking into anywhere. If they do the tablet one.
Yeah. It's there.
And the other day I went into Starbucks as a splurge for a day, right?
Nice.
I was like, okay, I want one.
It's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go in there and the guy takes the card thing and he's like, it's going to ask you a question. And he turns it to me and it was the tip question.
Oh.
But not only that, the tip started, I think there was custom one, but it started at 25%.
Wow. I knew that some places I had seen that it was in the above 20.
A quarter was like, of the thing that I'm buying.
Yeah.
So not only is inflation getting us there, but yeah, now the tip things, and it's just like, you feel like a jerk when you don't tip too. Yeah, it's like this guilt thing.
Yeah, it is. It is a shaming thing. Yeah, it's like, a good shaming. Oh,
this person doesn't tip well.
Right, right. I saw a video. I don't know who sent it to me. Where a DoorDasher went to drop off a meal, right? And when they looked on their phone and saw that they didn't receive a tip, they started to bang on the door.
Mm.
And the person never came out, right? But their Ring cam or whatever was videoed the whole thing.
Wow.
And the person then proceeded to bang on the door again and then sent them a message, like, for being a whatever,
a bad patron.
Yeah, for not tipping them.
Wow.
And then they just stormed off and nothing came of it. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, he deserves a tip for being that kind of person.
Yeah. You know, it's just, again, it's challenging because they're being taken advantage of in the middle, I think, because they're the middlemen and the restaurant's like, it's not our responsibility. You agreed to take this lower wage and rely on tips. So now it's all kind of on you. It's like they're washing their hands from taking care of their employees. And that's the part that really bothers me.
Well, I understand.
It feels like you're taking advantage of them.
I understand the concept of tipping a server. I understand the concept. I don't necessarily agree with it because I do believe, I don't know how they get away with not giving them minimum wage. So I agree with it. But now it's seeping into every other industry.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to take it a step further, right? Okay. Because I'm going to hit it in our wheelhouse and I know we got to wrap it up. But here's the idea. How about people who don't give offering unless they enjoy the sermon?
People do that? Have you actually heard of someone? Has anyone admitted to you that they do that?
Yeah.
They should have kept their mouth quiet.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, you understand that that's not what's happening here, right?
Like, so that's a transactory, like they're consumers now, not worshipers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's bleeding into that whole idea, though, of you want something in return for your money. But then again, it's not your money. You're stewarding God's money, and God is asking you to support his work.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of people saying, I'm not going to give offering to this church because of this or this pastor because of this. But I've never heard it like individually, like week by week. Oh, here's a tip for a good sermon. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you're tipping God. All right, cool. Let's see how that works out for you.
Well, I don't know. I don't agree with that concept, right? I was just kind of stunned.
Well, yeah, when it comes to tithe and offerings, we don't have a say. God doesn't ask us to discern that.
Right.
Because even in the Old Testament.
Well, the offering is just cheerful giving.
Yeah.
And our denomination has put a percentage to it, but God didn't. He did for tithe.
Yeah,
God
he did made tithe. It clear for tithe is a tenth. It means a tenth.
But
what I'm saying, even with tithes and offerings, like you were supposed to bring stuff to, and in the Old Testament, Eli's sons were doing bad things.
Correct. And it cost them their lives.
And it cost them their lives. But God didn't say, hey, stop giving tithe because of these two guys.
Sure, sure.
He never said, okay, no, God will take care of that portion.
Right. Let them
you take care of yours. Anyways, so don't act like tipping church. Wow, interesting.
I found that to be interesting too.
Yeah.
But anyhow, sorry, I didn't want to take it that way. But again, what are your
thoughts on tipping?
Yeah, what are they?
Are we really old school when it comes to this?
Are we okay?
Like, are you okay tipping at Starbucks? Are you okay tipping at a donut shop? Are you okay tipping at a hairstylist? Yeah, but that's like built in. That's become the norm.
Well, the thing is that even hairstylists are charging more now. So it's kind of like, is it not built in?
No, it's...
Like, see, that's the funny thing to me. Like, unless your supplies started costing you more money, but you already have your supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. I don't know how hairstylists do that. I'm blessed with my hairstylist. I'm not going to go into details with that, but yeah. It's just very interesting how all that works out. But anyhow, we want to hear from you at diversityonthehill@gmail.com and on the IG at diversityonthehill as well. And I'm going to go ahead and pray.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you for the ability to be a blessing to others, mm-hmm. and for the opportunity to work and serve others. Yeah, we may have our feelings wherever they may be and wherever they may stand, but just help us to display your love at all times with everyone that we come in contact with, whatever that may look like. And if it means tipping, then tip. If it means not tipping, then, you know, help us not to be guilty about that either. But in the end, help your will to be known and help us to follow it. So bless our listeners. Hope they enjoyed their spring break or whatever break they may have. And if they didn't have a break, continue to give them the energies to make it through. Thank you for forgiveness and your love. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Diversity on the Hill. This is PJ, and I'm out.
PK here, many blessings. Enjoy your break if you have one.
That's your tip for the day.